When examiners read a Matura essay, they are not simply checking whether your grammar is correct. They are asking, does this student know how to choose grammar for effect? A common mistake at B2 is to play it safe. Students use simple present, simple past, maybe a basic conditional. These are all correct, but they do not demonstrate C1 range or control. At C1, you need to show three things. First, accuracy. Your structures must be grammatically correct. Second, range. You use a variety of structures, not the same form repeated. Third, control. You choose the structure because it matches your communicative purpose, not because it is the only form you know. Let me give you some examples. Instead of saying governments did not act early enough, try governments should have acted considerably earlier. The modal perfect adds a layer of judgment. Instead of many people think this is wrong, say it is widely argued that this approach is problematic. The passive reporting structure signals formal register and careful attribution. Inversion is often avoided because students feel uncertain about the pattern, but conditional inversion, had this policy been implemented, is not difficult once you practice it consistently. It reads as sophisticated and immediately lifts the register of your writing. One important point, grammar density matters. Aim for roughly one or two advanced structures per paragraph. Too many in one sentence and the meaning becomes unclear. Too few across your essay and it reads as B2. My advice? Build a personal grammar toolkit. Choose three or four structures you understand well and can use accurately. Practice them until they feel natural. Then, in your exam, deploy them deliberately. Accuracy first, range next, control throughout.